Phil Jackson. Ugh, that was a low time in my life. Everything in Leone was fine. My husband Steve was unimaginative but sweet. I had my dogs, at that point, three of them, all Airedales. My job a couple days a week at the stationery store was enough. It wasn't what you imagine when you're a comp lit major at Williams, but it was all fine. And then one day, Phil Jackson walked in and shook up my comfortable suburban world. Our friends had been talking about an ex-NBA guy moving to our town. But let's be real, Steve's friends, not my book club. And this was the first pro athlete I'd seen in real life at Leonia's dinky firehouse spaghetti fundraiser. Phil was hot. There's no other way to say this. He was hairy and rangy, and because I was standing in front of him in the buffet line with an empty styrofoam plate, I could tell that he had this extremely pungent, rank musk, the kind of smell that someone less generous might call BO, but that I've always been drawn to because it's what I associate with hard work and creativity. A medieval wizard who jogged through the rain, Sting's green room after a show, my college boyfriend who could never be bothered to shower. This was how Phil smelled at rest. So imagine how he smelled after fucking me for hours. I still tighten a little remembering it. Despite my extreme sensory memory for Eau de Jacques, I don't remember what opening we used on each other while waiting for limp pasta. I mean, for a while, my brain was filled with nothing but our exchanges, which I used to play back to myself while masturbating, my own bespoke porn starring me bantering with the greatest coach to be. But given my hard feelings towards Phil, I've blocked it out. So to spare myself the pain and you the details, I'll cut to the chase. Phil and I had this instant connection, unlike any I'd felt in Leonia or my life before that. While my husband schmoozed his golf buddies and business friends during the spaghetti dinner, Phil chose me to talk to about our childhoods in the rural Midwest, books, philosophy, Eastern philosophy, stuff I hadn't talked to anyone about in years. When we exchanged phone numbers at the end of the night, I knew right away what I was getting into, or so I thought. A predictable pattern developed quickly between us. I'd go to his place and Phil would be waiting in a giant, stupid plaid bathrobe, or sometimes just naked. He'd drop the bathrobe to the ground, and I'd know that would be my cue to take off all my clothes and bend over the couch. He'd spit in his hand and start to plow me with his big, tilted cock. Little touching, no condom, none of the easy joys of our early conversations. It was almost like the foreplay came afterwards. That's when Phil would talk and talk and talk. He'd complain endlessly about Leonia and how dumb and small-minded the people were and how there was absolutely no one to talk to. Ha! We'd also try new stuff during his refractory periods, too. Novelty, I learned, was his kick. He would get excited and sit upright in the bed, gesturing with his hands to explain an idea. Phil had a Polaroid camera he took from an artist friend in New York and loved taking pictures of me sucking his cock, wearing cheesy all-American cheerleader schoolgirl outfits while flashing my ass or nipples or going down on the other girls he brought over. He'd smile and close his eyes and jerk off so roughly it was like he was trying to wake himself up. We were the small-minded ones, Phil. Try some originality in your fantasies. If you asked Phil anything about me, would he know it? Doubtful. I thought we had this big mind-meldy connection when we first met, but his questions about me ended after a couple weeks. He was never curious about my poetry or the classes I was taking, and obviously never asked about the Airedales. The fucked up thing is, I sort of thought I loved him. Everything he said about community and the power of reflection, art, I ate it up with a spoon, the same way he ate his jizz off the floor. That's why I stung so much when he stopped contacting me. And when I asked why, he said that we just didn't have the romantic, bigger picture, capital L love connection I thought we did. A couple weeks later, Steve and I saw him at Blade Runner with one of the blondes whose pussies I licked for him. Must have been love. I'll admit it. I was unable to accept defeat. I kept calling him. It was because I got used to him. That voice giving me orders that were gentle but detached, that wonderful cock, that terrible smell. I called him and hung up the phone. I sent him letters asking him why and what I did. I know now that my groveling and my intensity were too much. I should have taken a different approach or known I was above him and just not have tried at all. But Phil, He's smart. He knew how to stop me. He sent a manila envelope addressed to Steve at work with all our Polaroids inside. So yeah, now neither of us live in Leone anymore, Phil or I. I live alone with two dogs. I never watch basketball.